This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Republicans gathering at a Midwestern conference appear divided about whether the U.S. should get involved in a conflict in Syria. Former presidential candidate Rick Santorum told the hundreds of Republicans meeting in Kansas City Saturday that the United States is obligated to get involved in Syria. But Santorum did not outline a specific action that should be taken in response to the August 21st chemical weapons attack in Syria. President Barack Obama initially threatened a military strike but is held off after encountering opposition in Congress. The Missouri Republican State Committee considered a resolution Saturday urging opposition to military action against Syria. But the state committee set aside that resolution without taking a vote on the issue after some members expressed concern about wading into policy disputes. The recent drought in Missouri is causing concern among farmers for the upcoming harvest. The United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, Thursday lowered its projections for crop yields from north-central Missouri. KBIA's Ben Turner has this report on the drought and its possible effect on farmers.
Portions of 20 counties in northern Missouri are currently experiencing severe drought. The Missouri Climate Center says the north-central part of the state is experiencing a flash drought. That drought began in late August and has stretched into September. University of Missouri climatologist Pat Ganan says he's calling it a flash drought because the drought conditions developed very quickly.
Things went downhill really quickly due to the higher temperatures, due to the many sunny days, due to the lower humidity, which really put teeth into this drought because we already had a lack of precipitation. It was those other variables that came into play that essentially put the drought on steroids.
The USDA has reported 67% of the topsoil in these areas is too dry. It also indicated 49% of corn and 52% of soybean crops are in poor condition. Bob Garino is the USDA state statistician. He says the ongoing drought will take the biggest toll on soybeans.
The impact on corn, if the dry weather continues, will be a little bit less of an impact than for soybeans. Soybean, the pods are still filling, and if they don't get moisture, the weight of the pods will be less, which basically implies less yield per acre.
The USDA expects Missouri's overall harvest yields to increase despite the drought in the north. Ben Turner, KBIA News.
Former Olympic athletes will join sports scholars this week at a global sports symposium at Westminster College in Fulton. The two-day event begins Tuesday and includes appearances by ESPN broadcast executives, scholars who studies baseball's Negro Leagues, and two-time Olympic shot putter Christian Cantwell, the 2009 world champion and a former University of Missouri athlete. The school's Churchill Institute is the program sponsor. The program is designed as a brief but immersive learning experience for the entire campus community. Events are open to the public. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.